Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 6th regarding Alex, A-L-E-X, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. As per the records provided, Alex Torres was seen at City MD on 1-4-22, reporting he was injured that day, period. He banged his elbow against the chassis when pulling a heavy drum with his right hand. Pretty felt acute pain, quote, inside, end quote, his elbow, with no numbness, weakness to the hand or fingers of the right upper extremity, period. He was referred for x-rays that showed Pretty was diagnosed with a soft tissue strain of the right elbow, for which he was placed on light duty and conservative therapeutic measures. Period. He returned on 1-7-22 and again on 1-10-22. Period. On the latter visit, he was again kept on activity modifications. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 2-2-22, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Jarman, J-A-R-M-O-N. Period. He evaluated the claimant and found there to be posterior medial tenderness about the elbow, but exam was otherwise normal. His assessment was right elbow pain and contusion, along with synovitis and tennis synovitis of the right upper arm. Period. He made medication adjustments, noting his objective exam was quite benign in nature, but he has significant subjective complaints. Period. Due to the disparity, he elected to pursue an MRI to rule out any insidious pathology. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo MRI of the right elbow on 2-7-22. That showed no definite acute finding. Scratch that. There were findings consistent with lateral epicondylitis, with low-grade partial thickness under surface tear of the common extensor tendon at its origin, semicolon, no elbow joint effusion, semicolon, no fracture or bone marrow edema. Here the radiologist specified key points with no definite acute finding, semicolon, lateral epicondylitis, likely due to chronic repetitive trauma. Period. He returned to Dr. German on 2-16-22 to review these results. Period. He stated there was some chronic tearing of the ECRB origin, but it was otherwise unremarkable. Period. He offered a cortisone injection to the elbow, but the claimant declined. Period. He was going to be on physical therapy. Period. The hope was to have him work back to work full duty and MMI in 2 to 4 weeks. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Jarman through 4-6-22, period. He had not been back to work since no light duty was available, period. He did ask for a second opinion through the insurance carrier recently, period. Upon clinical exam of the right elbow, there was full range of motion with intact strength and sensation. appear there was mild tenderness at the lateral epicondyle, which is reproductive of symptoms. Period. He reported medial-sided pain with wrist extension of the elbow fully extended. Parentheses, this is a non-anatomical location of pain, as wrist extension causes lateral, not medial-based pain. Close parentheses. Period. The remainder of the exam was unremarkable. Period. He explained the exam findings were somewhat atypical and certainly did not corroborate the findings on MRI. Period. He was somewhat concerned about symptom magnification, so a functional capacity evaluation was warranted. Period. He thought it was reasonable to obtain the requested second opinion. Period. I am in receipt of discharge instructions issued to Mr. Torres from 4/2022, period. There was no diagnosis listed, but he was begun on famotidine and ondansetron, period. New paragraph on 5/17/22. He was seen by Dr. Greifinger, G-R-E-I-F-I-N-G-R, for a second opinion evaluation, period. He noted the course of treatment to date and performed his own physical exam, period. He also reviewed the progress notes and diagnostic studies, period. Mr. Torres defined some ongoing complaints, but no longer laterally. They are now post-remedial at the area of the cubital tunnel. It was quite specific in postures of the elbow that would elicit symptoms. The elbow needed to be fully extended, with his making effort at radially deviating the wrist against resistance. Other motions were carried out physiologically without pain. There was no focal tenderness any longer at the lateral epicondyle, and had no further evidence of lateral epicondylitis. Period. He wrote, etiology of the symptoms post-remedially is a bit obscure. Period. He anticipated this will gradually improve. Period. They discussed the absence of any other pathology that would warrant specific treatment, and he would likely improve spontaneously. Period. He was very willing to resume his occupational responsibilities and was going to do so on 5/19/22. Period. He was going to attempt to keep the elbow slightly flexed instead of fully extended with all of his activities at work and home. Period. Dr. Greifinger's physical exam about the elbow was entirely unremarkable. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 1/4/22, Alex Torres injured his right elbow when he struck a chassis at work. He was seen that same day at City MD. He had x-rays and was initiated on conservative care for a contusion. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Jarman, who continued conservative therapeutic measures. Period. A right elbow MRI was done on 2/7/22. That was unimpressive. He followed up with Dr. Jarman through 4/6/22, when he noted this did not explain the claimant's symptoms. Period. Mr. Torres also had a second opinion with Dr. Greifinger, who came to the same conclusion. Period. At that juncture, he thought the lateral epicondylitis was resolved. Period. New paragraph, I'll rate this case for the presumptive diagnosis of resolved lateral epicondylitis, noting the change in location of his symptoms to the medial side of the elbow. Period. He was eager to be released back to full duty, indicative of his high functionality. Period. And that is the end.